mighty Maker died for man the creature's sin. At the cross where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. But drops of grief can ne'er repay the debt of love I owe. Here, Lord, I give myself away. 'Tis all that I can do. At the cross where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day.
Amen. Good afternoon. Bless everyone with us this afternoon. We got a birthday today. She was looking in. She had a problem with the refrigerator this morning, so she had to go take care of that. And that is Charlotte Marlowe. I'll get it out here in a minute. Charlotte's birthday is today. She's 35, so we're going to sing to her.
Oh, happy birthday. You, oh, happy birthday.
Keep playing.
May you feel Jesus near every day of the year. Oh, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. And the best year you've ever had. Oh, happy birthday to you. Oh, happy birthday to you. May you feel Jesus near every day of the year. Oh, happy birthday to you. Oh, happy birthday to you. And the best year you've ever had.
Amen. From this morning, Brother Rhino said they're leaving tomorrow to go buy Hilton Head. Go to buy Island at Hilton Head. What it sounds like on vacation. No, I just remember them. They'll be traveling. They'll be back on Thursday. Remember that. And he also prayed for his Aunt Brenda and Uncle Charles. They both have COVID. So remember those. Remember all the ones we've been praying for with that crazy stuff. So just remember that. Brother Claude's still in the hospital. Doing better, but he still got fever and pain. And Sister Angie Brown had an unspoken request. Sister Joy Jackson's got COVID. She's weak and nauseated. That's Jason Jackson's wife, so remember that. And I think it's in that church, so remember those. Brother Boyd says Sister Audrey came home. Continue to pray for Sister Audrey and Brother Hal. Give him a prayer. Richard gave me one, says his mom is having a MRI tomorrow on her knee, so remember that. I know she's been having problems with it. Remember Diane. And also he gave me one this afternoon. It says a lady from my sister's work has been admitted to the hospital because of her pancreas. She's in a lot of pain, so remember that. Lord knows who it is. Just keep her on your heart as we pray. I know we all have unspoken requests. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for letting us come out this evening, afternoon, Lord. Lord, be with the ones that are traveling. I know Brother Ryan on them, but Lord, we'll all be traveling next week somewhere. Just come down and bless us and keep us all safe. Be with the services here. Bless Wade, give him strength, Lord, and give us the right attitude to listen to what's being said. Lord, there's many sick, many people that need a touch from you, whether it be spoken or unspoken requests, Lord. Just be with them and guide them. Be with the rest of the services and forgive us for all of our sins. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You be seated.
Let's turn to page 612.
As the deer panteth for the water, so my soul longeth after thee. You are alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship Thee. For You alone are my strength, my shield. To You alone does my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship Thee. You are my friend, and You are my brother, even though You are my King. I want You more than any other, so much more than anything. For You alone are my strength, my shield. To You alone does my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship Thee. I want You more than gold or silver, only You can satisfy. You alone are the real joy giver and the apple of my eye. For You alone are my strength, my shield. To You alone does my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship Thee. Lord, You are more precious than silver. Lord, You are more costly than gold. Lord, You are more beautiful than diamonds, and nothing I desire compares to You. Lord, You are more precious than silver. Lord, You are more costly than gold. Lord, You are more beautiful than diamonds, and nothing I desire compares to You.
Amen.
Amen. Brother Luis, help us take up the offering.
Thank You. Lord Jesus, we come before You once again, thanking You for the opportunity to worship You, Lord. We just ask You, Father God, that You have Your way and Your will, Father God, during the rest of the service. Bless the musicians, Lord. And Father God, bless the song leader, Lord. And as Your word goes forth, let us receive, Father. We pray now that You would just bless these offerings and these tithes, Lord, that they would continue to be used for the uplifting of Your kingdom and for Your honor and glory, we pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Let's turn to page 389. Sing All Is Well, or It Is Well With My Soul.
Thank you.
sorrows like sea billows roll. Whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well with my soul, it is well with my soul, it is well, it is well with my soul, though Satan should buffet, though trials should come, let this blessed assurance control, that Christ hath regarded my helpless estate and hath shed his own blood for my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul. My sin, oh, the bliss of this glorious thought. My sin, not in part, but the whole, is nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, oh my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul. And Lord, haste the day when my faith shall be sight, the clouds be rolled back as a scroll, the trump shall resound, and the Lord shall descend. Even so it is well with my soul. It is well, it is my soul. It is well with my soul. But Lord, 'tis for thee, for thy coming we wait. The sky, not the grave, is our goal. Oh, the shout of the angel, the voice of the Lord, blessed hope, blessed rest of my soul. my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul.
Turn to page 201.
The great physician now is near. The sympathizing Jesus. He speaks the drooping heart to cheer. Oh, hear the voice of Jesus. Sweetest note in seraph song, sweetest name on mortal tongue, sweetest carol ever sung is Jesus, blessed Jesus. Your many sins are all forgiven. Oh, hear the voice of Jesus. Go on your way in peace to heaven. And wear a crown with Jesus. Sweetest note in seraph song, sweetest name on mortal tongue, sweetest carol ever sung is Jesus, blessed Jesus. All glory to the dying Lamb. I now believe in Jesus. I love the blessed Savior's name. I love the name of Jesus. The sweetest note in seraph song, sweetest name on tongue, sweetest carol ever sung, Jesus, blessed Jesus. His name dispels my guilt and fear. No other name but Jesus. Know how my soul delights to hear the charming name of Jesus. Sweetest note in seraph song, sweetest name on mortal tongue, sweetest carol ever sung is Jesus, blessed Jesus.
Change order of service now. So by the colors.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart, I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart, I want to see you. I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. High and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy.
Thank you, Lord.
Holy, holy, holy. You are holy.
To see him, turn around, look at each other, and there's where God is today. He's right here, not just among his people, he's in his people. And he's a wonderful, wonderful friend. All the different titles we can give him. But Daddy, or Papa God, or Father, kind of brings it on home. You know, he's a lot of different things. He's a Rose of Sharon, he's Lily of the Valley. Bright morning star, he's all the different things, but he is our Father. Amen. Good to be in the house of the Lord. Good to be here. Got a good crowd up here, and I know there's a little bit of a crowd downstairs. That's good. Maybe we'll get them all back together one day, Brother Darty, and we can all worship in the same room. But we all worship the same God. It doesn't matter where we're at. So God bless you. If you got your Bibles, let's turn to 1 John 4, let's continue on the two spirits. Today we're going to speak on, if you bring the two spirits in, you got to go back to the Garden of Eden as we were with Satan and, or Lucifer and God. And then also you got to bring in Adam and Eve. And you got to see that, it's like Brother Dale's talking about, but you got to see the transition because God started out everything spiritual. And then it transmitted down to natural. All right. So we've got a natural body and a spiritual body, as we're talking about there in Corinthians. We'll get to that maybe later on today. If not, that's okay. But there was a spiritual man made first. Then there was a natural man made. And during the time of that making of the natural man is where we see the fall come in. And then we see two different seeds are two different, not lines of lineage, but we do see it begin as two lines of lineage, and we'll cover that today because the Bible tells us that Adam didn't say Adam was the father of all living. It said Eve was the mother of all living. So there's a revelation in there that there must have been a seed of discrepancy come in. I listened to that message a couple of nights ago, and that's really good. It's a short message, but boy, it was really powerful. On the seed of discrepancy there in Arizona. But that seed of discrepancy came in. And remember, too, it's not so much, and we'll read it maybe later on, it's not so much as the natural seed that got planted. It was the spiritual seed that got planted in the mind first. Because everything has to start up here. You've got to be contacted up here. This is where everything's got to start from. You can accept or reject from right here, and then your body just manifests what you're thinking.
Amen. That's why the Bible tells us, you know, if we should have the mind of Christ. Well, if you have the mind of Christ, then you should act like him. Okay. We didn't get a brain transfer, but we do have the mind of Christ in our soul by the new birth. All right. So everybody cool and good. Remember, Brother Chris Long will be here Wednesday. That was a good surprise that he's moving in. He's preaching for Brother Jewel today at the new church. So just pray for him. He'll be here in a few days and be speaking for us on Wednesday night. So other than that, I don't think there's any new announcements. Other than just pray for everybody. You see the prayer list are continuing to get longer. And it's just the devil. So we don't believe that he's stronger than we are. He is not. There's no weapon formed. The scripture tells us that's going to take us down unless God wants us to leave. And when God's ready for us to leave, time to go. Amen. All right. If you're a Christian, if you're not a Christian, you better be careful when you say that. You don't know where you're going. But we as believers know where we're going. Amen. So the Lord bless you and be with you. Keep us all in your prayers as we continue on this two spirits coming down from all the way from the beginning, back before the beginning, all the way down to now. So 1 John 4 verse 1, let's bow our heads. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for this day that you've given us. Thank you for the time of fellowship we've had today, Lord. Now I pray that we now would focus our attention to fellowship around the Word of God. Focus around the anointing that's here, Lord, the true anointing that come to anoint the Word. Lord, as we speak, Father, may you anoint the people to hear. Songs have been sung, all the thing, ordinances of the church has been done. Now we've come to this place, Lord, where you speak to us. Father, we pray that you just be with the ones that are sick. We know many ones, Brother Claude, Sister George Jackson, the different ones that, Lord, we've been in contact with, just having a hard time, Father, but we know that greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. And we pray that you would send that anointing to them, Father, and that you would heal them and touch them today. Father, forgive us of our sins, bless us, and guide us by your Holy Spirit. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses, Lord, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, this will be part 6. We're going to talk a little bit about Adam and Eve and how that got started. I know we all pretty much in this building know that right up front it wasn't an apple that Eve ate and gave it to Adam or pomegranate or any kind of fruit. If not, then we need to start eating fruit again because it showed that they were naked. And we need to start eating apples again, I guess, to show that we're naked because the people are taking off clothes more now than they ever have. So I don't think that's what it was. I think that as we go through this, you know as well as I do, that it was hid from the eyes of the wise and prudent and revealed unto babes such as would learn. It's been hidden from centuries and generations and now was revealed. Not only just in the end time, I'm like Brother Dale. I think even the Pharisees in the Old Testament coming, they were in the Old Testament. You know, Jesus was in the Old Testament. Okay. New Testament didn't start till the day of Pentecost. So they knew what happened in the garden. They knew that wasn't an apple or a pomegranate or, in other words, if it was an apple or an orange or something, why didn't, if that was the shame that was caused in the garden, why didn't they make fig leaf gloves, as Brother Ernie says, and why didn't they cover their mouth with a fig leaf? No, they covered them other parts with a fig leaf because they knew what they had done. And it wasn't the way God wanted. Because remember, we talked the other day about spoken word seed. The only person in the whole entire universe that can speak a word and it come to pass directly as he thought it is God Almighty. Satan cannot do that. You and I can't do that. But the Word of God can do that. The Creator that stood and said, let there be, it had to happen. All right, and it had to happen the way he said it would happen. So when he said every seed would bring forth of its kind, he meant what he said, and he said what he meant. All right. So now look. Now we go on now. We're already now in the New Testament, and here's the little Johns by John the Revelator. Telling us here, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God. because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. And many times I've said before, that doesn't mean a drunk on the side of the road. You say, do you believe Jesus Christ has come in the flesh? And he goes, yeah, that don't mean he's saved. Amen. That confesseth, in other words, your confession, your daily walk, your what you say, the things that even your thoughts should be pure. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof you have heard that it should come, and even now already is in the world. That was in AD 96. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. You know, that's why, just for a minute, while you're standing, it keeps you awake longer. Yes. That's why that we should not look like the world. Amen. That's what it tells us right here. We should not look like the world. We have to mingle with the world. We have to go to Walmart, and we have to go to these different places. But I want them to know that we're different. And the only way they're going to know that we're different is by our actions, reactions, what we do, what we wear, what we listen to. Amen? That's the only way they can tell any difference. Now, maybe with you sisters a little bit different because you don't cut your hair as the Bible tells you not to and doesn't wear pants as the Bible tells you not to. But that's what the Bible's telling us. He said, look, we're not segregationists. But God is a segregationist. He told Israel, he said, don't you marry those people. Right? Keep your line pure. Don't you do that. Now, what does he tell us here in the spiritual, in Paul and John and all the different ones? He says, don't partake of the world. Don't do what the world does. If you do what the world does, you're of the world. Okay? But we want to be called out of that and be separated from the world, because you know what? The world mammon does not have God in it. God is only, he's not in trees, he's not in houses, he's not in buildings, he's in people. He's either in you or not in you. There's no gray area, no halfway there. No. Amen. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. And he that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth. Now there's your one spirit. And the spirit of error. There's your other spirit. All right, you may be seated. The Lord add his blessing to the reading of the word. We're going to fly through this pretty quick at first and get in back into the book of Genesis, because I want to bring some things out here. Is that okay? Amen. Ezekiel 28, verse 11. You have to excuse me. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyrus, and say unto him, thus saith the Lord God, thou sealest up the sum, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. Now, who's he talking about? He's talking about the devil. Or Lucifer. Alright? Lucifer was created first. He was created beautiful. He was not created ugly. He was created perfect. Alright? Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Now, there's your key. Because we're going to put him directly into the garden of Eden and show how this thing happened called the fall. And it wasn't that he brought Eve an apple. And the tree of life is not a literal tree. And the tree of knowledge and good and evil is not a literal tree. Okay? It's the two spirits that we're talking about. Alright? It's the two things that God said, you can eat this one and live, or you can eat this one and die. Alright? There is no tree that you can eat now and live forever. And there is no tree that, now there may be a tree that you can eat that poisons you and kills you, but that's in the natural. But when you, I want you to see this, we'll look at in the garden, I want to show you something about a little punctuation mark or something that'll tell us the kind of the story. And I know I'm not an English major, but I do know a little bit about English. But look at that word right there. It says, thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. You see that? That's called a semicolon. Everybody see that? I just looked it up. It's got to be the truth. I just looked it up on the internet. Right in there. That evil thing called a semicolon. It's used to connect independent clauses. It's not a period and start over again. It connects. Isn't that right, Nyla? Nyla's shaking her head. She's been in English class. You have not slept in English class. So thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Semicolon. Now, this is connecting it together, but it's not starting a new sentence. It says, it's telling what he is. Every precious stone was thy covering, the sardis, topaz, the diamond, beryl, onyx. Remember, the comma is ongoing. Jasper, sapphire, emerald, carbuncle, and gold. The workmanship of thy tablets and of thy pipes were prepared in thee in the day that thou wast created. So we know one thing's for sure. God created Lucifer.
Amen.
God created the devil.
Yes.
All right. He didn't create him the devil. He created him Lucifer, the anointed cherub, the one to stand by his side, the one to be anointed to be God's right-hand man.
Right.
Wow. What about that? Well, he had to come from somewhere. And if all life comes from God, then God had to give him that life. But listen, that life that Satan had is just the same life as me and you have. And the point is, you and I have a choice to make between doing right with it or wrong with it. He had the same choice.
Amen.
To do right with it or do wrong with it. All right? Because he gave Cain the same thing. He gave all of us the same choice. Even as I read the quotes where Brother Ram said, all the angels were given a choice. Because part of them went with Satan, so obviously they had a choice, because God didn't create all them bad angels. He created angels and they became bad as they go along and start listening to what Satan had to say. Listen, Satan is the slickest character you'll ever meet. You'll never meet nobody more deceiving than the devil. Listen, God Almighty will never deceive you. Never.
Amen.
He will never give you a deception, because he's truth and he's all truth and he's the only truth. But Satan, as he opens his mouth, he's a deceiver. He's going to try to trip you up. He's going to try to deceive you because he is of that other spirit. All right. Everybody got that? Say amen.
Amen.
Satan is not your friend. He's not your companion, though he may be closer to you than God is most of the time. I don't know about you, but he is with me. But the Bible tells us to resist the devil and he'll flee from you. That's really hard to do. Sometimes it is hard to do, but it's the easiest thing in the world to do. So let's go to Genesis 1:26 and read this, because this is what we're going to get to today. And listen, everybody that's sitting in this building, except for a few, have known that we preached on Genesis 1:26. For years. It's my favorite scripture in the Bible because it tells me of me. That's not every human being. No. That's not every human being that was ever created. That is a special group of people that came out of God, the children of God, the one he has that portrait album of before the foundation of the world. That is not... I'm trying to say this. That's not sinners. This is a special. Brother Dale said this morning exactly what I was going to tell you. Genesis 1:26 is a special designation of God.
Right.
It's not another God.
Right.
It's an extension or a manifestation of that same God, or you've got back to your Trinitarian doctrine of three persons in a Trinity, which is not even in the Bible. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. So whatever he made that person, you might want to say, it can't be another person, but that being, whatever he made, it was him. It was like him, looked like him, acted like him. And they have a dominion over the fish of the sea and the fowl of the air. So they have a dominion over the cattle and over all the earth. And over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man. Now remember that word created, just flying through what we spoke of many years ago. Brother Dale spoke of it many years before I did. So God created. That word created is not there was nothing and then there's something.
Right.
That word created means formed.
Right.
All right. So he formed man in his own image, in the image of God created. How did he form him? He formed him by the word. He formed him by that spoken word seed that we're talking about, that we've been talking about. I was reading the other day and Brother Brown was telling us, he said, the first Adam was a spoken seed word.
Right, right.
The second Adam was a spoken seed word. God came down and put the egg and the germ inside of Mary and came forth Jesus Christ, the beginning of the creation of God. The way that it should have been had they not been a fall. And we're going to find that out because it's going to reverse back to where you and I now are spoken word seed children, but we had to come by that desire of a man and a woman. That's what I was telling you a long time ago. I don't care who you are, how much money you make, how good looking or how ugly you are, we all came from the same act.
Right.
Every one of us, bar none, we all came from that same act because of what happened in the garden. So don't tell me it was, now Bob Black, now he eat bananas and had them children, and I eat grapes and I had mine. Kind of foolish, isn't it? Well, that's how we think when we think that what happened in the garden had to do with natural fruit. Amen?
Amen.
Don't fall asleep on me. So God created man in his own image, and the image of God created him. So whatever it was, this was a God-man. A God-man. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them. Listen, before you even came on the face of the earth, you're blessed. And God said to them, be fruitful and multiply. Oh, now, Brother Wade, that means that y'all gonna start having children. No, that means one thing's for sure. That having natural children is the only way we can get here now because of what happened in the fall. But by spiritual birth, we are being fruitful and multiplying now by spiritual multiplication. Brother Dale started this church with 12 people. Now there's been hundreds. You say hundreds? Yeah, there's been people moved through here and went to other churches. There's been people come here and even created other churches, all right, from here. So there, to me, is the spiritual multiplication. That's when Jesus was telling the people that I'm going to come back and I'm not going to be just with you. I'm going to be in you.
Right.
All right? So by spiritual multiplication, he is absolutely fulfilling Genesis 1, 26 through 28. That's why I love it because, listen, that's God's children. That's not the children of the devil. That's not the foolish virgin. That's not it. That is the children of Almighty God. Because they are an extension of him. They are actually, they have his DNA. When you get born again, your DNA is the DNA of Almighty God. In your soul. But your mom and daddy had to get you here by natural DNA. That's why I said there's a natural seed and a spiritual seed. Alright? So, now we're going to take that back to the garden because they're in the beginning. All right. And God blessed them and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. In other words, God said, hey, y'all take care of the earth. I'll take care of heaven. I'm going to give you dominion over the fish of the sea and the fowl of the air. So it had to be the earth. It couldn't have been somewhere else like Mars or Venus or anything like that. It had to be the earth. Right. He gave dominion to this group of people.
Right.
But now remember, this group of people are going to come in continuance. If there had not been a fall, we would have all been in the Garden of Eden. But you know what? God's got an attribute called Savior. God's got an attribute called healer. God's got a rose of Sharon, a lily of the valley, the balm in Gilead that is inside of God, and he had to get those attributes out. And to get those attributes out, he had to allow sin to enter the picture. That's why you say, oh, now, well, now, God, he created Lucifer just for that purpose. No. He created Lucifer perfect. It's what the Bible says. Satan is the one. Lucifer's the one that turned the table, and he's the one that got all the evil.
Right.
He didn't get that from God. Because
right.
We're going to see here in a minute, even in a natural setting, but just really, I want you to be careful when we start into this, because in the beginning, there was two seed lines. I said in the beginning.
Right.
But we're going to prove either today or next week that thing got so mingled, even the Tower of Babel, God just confused everybody, sent part of the people this way, part of them this way. So you can't, when the Bible says the sons of God came and saw the daughters of men and started mingling, you can't find a seed line anywhere. It's just all corrupt.
Yeah.
The prophet of God tells us, if I have time, I'll read it, that Adam's seed literally polluted this whole earth.
Right, right.
Because remember, a woman doesn't have a seed. A woman has to receive seed. Everybody got that? We know that for a fact. A woman has to receive seed because that's what we're going to read in the garden. Maybe, well, we won't get to Genesis 3 today, maybe, but in Genesis 3, God says, I'll put enmity between thy seed and the seed of the woman.
Right.
All right, so remember, we have to receive the seed word of God to be children of God.
Right.
You don't just come here with it. It's not just automatic. It's not just you born with it.
Right.
You have to receive it. All right? So that Genesis 1:26, whatever that is, to me, I'm just telling you, that is the children of Almighty God. That is what God, that's what Satan can't, he can't understand that. This is one part of the scripture that Satan cannot understand, is how God can divide himself into a multiple form called a bride and still be one person. Because we're going to find out in a minute, if we're a type, if the bride in Christ is a type of a natural bride, Adam and Eve, the Bible tells us that she was bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. Now, June and I have been married 41 years, and she's not bone of my bone because she has a different DNA because of what happened in the fall. But now, literally, Adam and Eve, if you were to take them today and bring them down here and put them in a lab, you take them to a scientist, and the scientist says there's no way these two people can have the same DNA. But they did, because the rib came out and he formed a woman. Amen?
Amen.
So they were literally, when Adam said, she is bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh, well, by the power of transformation, that's another good sermon for you to listen to, by the power of transformation, by the power of God that released right here, you and I are one with him.
Right.
Bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. Amen. By the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you and I are changed into the image of Almighty God. Amen. All right. Exposition of the seven church ages. This is what the quote I'm going to read every time. So you just get used to it. See if you can memorize it. Now remember this. Christ in the true church. Now listen. There's false church and there's true church. But remember, it's two churches. Remember the two spirits we're talking about. Not evil so much as evil of, as the world would call evil, like we see murders and rapes and all these different things. Sure, that is a manifestation of that other spirit, but that's not that apex of that spirit. The apex of that spirit is sitting here today. The apex of Satan's spirit is sitting here today, not out there in the world. Amen? He's trying to deceive us. He's already got them. He's trying to deceive the true bride. Because if she gets what? The book of Revelation shows how the Antichrist spirit would come into the church, defile it, make it lukewarm, formal, and powerless. It exposes Satan, revealing his works, attempted destruction of God's people. See, that's why you see that Genesis 1:26, man. Satan is not trying to destroy nobody but that, whoever that was God's talking about. He knows if he gets them, he's got God. Because they're a part of God. And they're so secret that Satan can't understand. Satan can't understand the new birth you received. Satan can't understand why that Zach Black, 2 days before he got born again, was XYZ. Drinking, smoking, cussing, gambling. You wouldn't do that, but whatever. And then all of a sudden, 2 days later, you know, you give your heart to the Lord, everything's cleaned out, and Satan comes back in and goes, and, and Brother Zach opens the door and goes, it's full in here. Shuts the door back. It's full of the Holy Ghost in here. And Satan sees a power and feels a power that he's never felt before. So you know what he does? He says, oh, he's not going to quit. Satan's not a quitter. No, he's going to go, oh, you got a spirit. You got memory, reason, conscience, affection. We're going to get into this because this is how slick he was to Eve. He couldn't get to Eve's soul. He couldn't blacken her soul. Because she was part of that Genesis 1:26 man. Male and female. Hey, wake up! Goodness gracious. 15 minutes? Come on. Maybe if we were playing Clemson and Georgia were playing, we'd... Anyway. But you got a different spirit that you're dealing with now. And Satan can only go to that second realm Remember, he can't even go to the first realm. That's see, taste, feel, smell, and hear. That only reacts to what that second person is. Or that third person is. Or the third realm, not person. You don't have many, if you have many persons, you got a problem. You're a little bit schizophrenic. But Satan can't understand that. How that he can't get back in there now. How that he motivates you by the same thing he started to motivate you before. And it don't work. Because all of Satan's subjects, he's like, drink some more. And they go, okay, no problem. Let's go to the beer joint. Zach, let's drink some more. I don't do it no more. Huh? You don't do that no more? How'd that happen? It's a miracle. It's a miracle. Okay, anyway. But remember, we're not talking about that out there. We're talking about that God is in here trying to deceive us. He's trying to turn our hearts away from the Word of God, the true Word of God. Because I'm going to show you here in just a few minutes. And the longer y'all sleep, the longer I'm going to preach. Trust me. Okay? So get rested up real good and sleep a little while. We'll do this in intervals. Because look, when we get to the Garden of Eden, Satan didn't come in and say, there is no God. He's a liar. Uh-uh. He walks in and he puts one word. God said, the day you eat thereof, I got it written here, we'll see it. That day you die. That day you'll surely die. All Satan done is come in and said, thou. She said, no, of every tree we can eat and all this stuff, we'll get to it in a minute. But he says, you won't surely, you'll not surely die. All he put was not in there. He said everything God said except one word. One word. He didn't deny that there wasn't a God. He didn't deny that Eve was a child of God. He didn't deny that. No, he was just telling them what God had already said. Multiply and replenish the earth. Alright, so anyway. So he knows that if the people get the true revelation, that's what we're trying now. We're trying to get the true revelation of the true church and what she is and what she stands for. Right. See, we gotta know where we come from, know what we're doing here, and know where we're going. If we know we came from that Genesis 1:26, man, we cannot lose. Amen. Right. We've already won. He has preserved that. I'll clap. He has preserved that. Satan can't bother it. Oh, you say, oh, Satan don't bother you. He can't bother that inside guy. That's right. Your soul, it is well with my soul. I love that song. Thank you, Brother Michael. It can be well with your soul and all hell breaking loose everywhere else.
That's right.
But it can be well with your soul. What about a man that lost all of his kids and his wife says, everything's okay. And he goes across the same place where the place sunk, where he lost his kids, and writes that song. Most of us would go crazy. But he said, when peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like seas billows roll, whatever my lot, I'm here to say it is well with this guy down inside here. Oh, he probably cried nights, and he probably cried over the grave and all the different things, but you know there was one thing inside of him. Look at what he pinned. He pinned that thing all the way down to the change of the body.
Right.
About the trump and the shout and the voice. He had a revelation. Because he knows he's coming back. If he's born again, he knows he's coming back. He knows he's getting his kids back. He knows he's getting his wife back. Everything's coming right back to what? That Garden of Eden condition. So that's what we're doing. What she stands for, and that she can do the greater work. She will be an invincible army. If they get a true revelation of what? The two spirits. Well, then the framework of the Christian church. So now today we're going to talk about the Christian church, but it's going to be called the Garden of Eden. Everybody okay with that?
Amen.
That's going to be the Garden of Eden is going to be the Christian church that we're talking about today. And by God's spirit, discern and withstand the Antichrist spirit, Satan will be powerless before her. All right, let's read number 2, greatest battle ever fought. This great first battle that was ever fought began in heaven when Michael and his angels fought against Lucifer and his angels. It first started, the first battle was in heaven. So sin did not originate in heaven, it originated in earth. So remember, sin originated in the spirit realm first. Not the act in the garden. No, it started before the foundation of the world. When Lucifer preached to his two angels that believed him, and Michael preached to his. Listen, they weren't up there having a knockdown drag out. No, they were fighting words. All right, they were fighting, spirits were fighting each other. They weren't up there whoever's the strongest. We knew who the strongest was. Satan just gave up and said, okay, I'm going to try to deceive this bunch over here and I'll take them with me. And they did. So the first battle was in heaven. Then it was thrown down from heaven, cast out of heaven to the earth and fell on human beings. Then the battle from angels became human battles. And Satan what? Come to destroy God's creation. Amen. What God had created to be for himself. Because remember, all the original creation, why do we call it a fall? Because we fell from something. Pretty simple. Fall. The garden happened, the fall. But what happened before that? Peace, joy, love, harmony. God and man talking together, lip to ear, face to face. Isn't that what we're going back to? That's what we're heading toward. All Satan done was put a gap in there for God to display his attribute of Savior and Healer and Redeemer. And then it's going to close right back up and we're going to go right back into an Eden again. So Satan come to destroy this. That's what his purpose was to destroy it. Then the battle began here on earth, began where? In us, and has been raging ever since. Alright? Now let's go and read this quote and then we'll start right here. We'll go back to the Bible. We're going to do everything in the Bible today. The exposition of the seven church ages. Can you see past me? I know I'm losing a little bit of weight, so you can see a little bit better. I've been watching my weight for years. Now I'm doing Weight Watchers. It's just a play on words, you know. So, did you get it? Now there are these twins again. Now remember, there's always two, always twins. There are these two trees again, growing side by side in the same earth, partaking of the same nourishment. Drinking in the same rain. The Bible tells us, you know, the rain falls on the just and the unjust. The rain, listen, the rain, I hate it though, but the rain falls on all my weed seed in my garden as much as it falls on my corn and beans and potatoes. Because trust me, I've been down on my hands and knees this week digging them up. But you know what? They benefit from the same rain. They benefit from the same sun, but they come from different seeds. One tree is for the word of God, exactly as God give it, that's the tree of life, and loves and obeys it. The other tree is from the seed that is anti the word and changes it where it wants to. It substitutes its own creeds and dogmas for the living true word, exactly as did Cain, who ended up killing Abel. But fear not, little flock, stay with the word, keep that word between you and the devil. Eve did not do that, and she failed. And when the church lets down on the word, she goes into the depths of the darkness of Satan. Wow, what about that? When the church lets it go. Now, last week we were talking about right here the law of reproduction. There's a law that God put into motion, and it's been that way ever since, and it always will be that way. You know, but you know why? That Satan is so slick. He was standing there watching this, and he's like, I think I figured out a way to get in here. Because remember, Satan doesn't have a seed. He can't create. He can only pervert. Amen. So he perverts what God's already created. Everybody got that?
Amen.
Amen. And God said, now this is Genesis 1:11, right at the beginning of the Bible. Listen, Genesis is the seed chapter that everything that happens in the whole world today came from the book of Genesis. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself. We do not want to, we're not deceived when we plant corn seed. It looks like corn, acts like corn. When you plant it in the ground, you're not expecting beans. Because every seed, see, we even know that. When God put that in motion ever how many thousands of years ago, on the face of the earth, he put that in motion, and it has, the only thing man has done is hybrided. He's took and crossed it and all these different things. That's why we're in such a bad shape that we're in. We're not eating true seed. But now remember, all these seeds came from where? Spoken word of God. Every seed, everything comes from the spoken word of God. The herb yielding seed, the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth, and it was so. And the earth brought forth grass and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind. So every seed is going to bring forth of his kind. Now that's already set in motion. God put that in motion. That is for the natural and the spiritual. Is that okay? And God saw that it was good. So he's going to keep it that way. Now let's go down to the 20th verse. Let's skip down. And God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creatures that hath life, the fowl that fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. Now remember, we don't believe in Darwin's theory of evolution. We believe in creative evolution. Amen? Where God created the lower form and he keeps creating and creating and creating, and you go all the way up to the monkey. And then he didn't skip to the man. I've been reading some articles on the missing link. How many of you have heard about the missing link? We all have. Even in our school, probably more prevalent because they're trying to deny it now. In the articles that I'm reading, they're trying to deny that there was a missing link. But the problem is they come up to monkey and then there's a big jump to man and there's a gap in there. That's why they call it the missing link. Because in creative evolution, what happens? God created the small things. Then he comes up and remember the next to the last day before he created man, what he created? Beast of the field. And all those different things. Everybody got that? So we believe in creative evolution. Chickens, all the way up. Monkey, whatever you want to say, chimpanzee. And there had to be a creature in between man and the monkey. Because God can't break his creative evolution. In creating, every seed had to bring forth of its kind. There had to be a species here, a species here, a species here. And now we got a species that our blood won't coincide with the monkey now, right? Sure, we may look like one and most of us act like one. Yes. Amen. Louisa, yeah. Just don't go picking fleas. But you see that, and man has said, oh man, look, that's this ape and all these different things. They're right up against us, but they can't procreate with man. Right. Man can't procreate with animal. No. Why? We'll find out in a minute. God created great whales and every living creature that moveth, which of the water brought forth abundantly after their kind. And every winged fowl after his kind, and God saw that it was good. And God blessed them and said, look, be fruitful and multiply. He made male and female dog, male and female cat, male and female whale, male and female chicken. The egg didn't come first. The chicken came first. And they started having eggs. Be fruitful and multiply and fill the waters in the sea and let fowl multiply in the earth. And the evening and the morning were the fifth day. And God said, let the earth bring forth the living creatures after his kind. Cattle, creeping things, and beasts of the earth after his kind. Now remember, there was an animal in the Bible called the beast. And God made the beast of the earth after his kind. And cattle after their kind. And everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God said, let us make man. I'm fixing to finish here. This is my last creation right here. I'm going to create. This is the highest form that I'm going to create is right here. And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man or formed man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea. Now remember, here's a key. You see that word, and subdue it. Now that means you had dominion, and you had, they were all subject to that man. That was exactly the way it was before the fall. Adam had complete control, and Eve had complete control of all the earth, of all nature, of all the animals. Everybody got that? Say amen.
Amen.
But now remember, when the flood happened, and Noah and the boys come out of the ark, God says the same thing, but he leaves this off. Because after that, he says, you'll be eating meat. In other words, you won't subdue the earth anymore.
Right.
Now God tells Noah, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. Why? They had to. There was only eight of them in the whole earth.
That's right.
But he did not say to subdue it, because you can't subdue this kingdom until, Brother Brown tells us, until we get into the millennium. That's when you and I will be in glorified bodies, and we'll be able to move trees, mountains, animals. Remember, the Bible says the lion will lay down with the lamb.
Amen.
The bear will be gentle.
Yes.
Right?
Right?
But now they're scared of us.
Right.
And if you make them really mad, they'll eat you. That's the chain of evolution. There's an eating chain. It's an eating order. Be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it. So he's telling this, whatever this is, which is a spirit man, that they're going to subdue the earth and have dominion over the fish of the sea and the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Everybody good with that? Say amen. Stay with me here. Stay with me. Come on. Surely you didn't eat that much for lunch. Okay. So now look. So now we're going to go in just a minute, and we're going to go to Genesis 2:7. So remember, this is Genesis 1:26. This is not Genesis 2:7. Not a different man, but a different position. Has everybody got that?
Amen.
All right. Now watch. Genesis 5:1-2. This is the book of the generations of Adam. In the day that God created man, in the likeness of God made he him. Male and female created he them, and blessed them, and called their name Adam. Everybody got that? Her name was not Eve, because she was an extension of Adam. Bible says she was woman, which woman is what? Womb. Man with a womb. Woman. Man with a womb. But he called their name Adam in the day that they were created. Now there had to be something happen when Adam then calls her Eve, because God's already called them Adam.
Right.
Everybody got that?
Right.
God's already called them, their name is Adam.
Yeah.
Not Eve. Adam names her Eve after the fall happens. All right? Now Luke 3:37, I wanted you to look at this. This is the lineage. I want you also remember, look at this lineage. Now remember, every seed has to bring forth of its kind. And if I'm the seed of Samuel Dale, and Josh is the seed of Samuel Wade Dale the second, and Deanna's the seed, you understand what I'm saying? Then when we write our lineage or our lineage tree, all those names will be in there. Is that right? Listen! I'm gonna holler. I don't care. Y'all can wake up or go to sleep if you want to. I don't care. I'm telling you, I'm gonna keep preaching until somebody stays awake. You ain't the only one. But now this is the lineage of Adam. There's a key here. This is the lineage of Adam, right? Look who's not in that lineage. Find me Cain in this lineage. Cain's name is not in this lineage. This is in the Bible. This is Luke 3:37. It lists you every person from Jesus Christ all the way down to Adam, I believe it is, or Abraham, all the way down. Jared, Malaleel, Canaan, Enos, Seth, which was the son of Adam. Where's Cain?
Right.
Now, the Bible didn't leave it out.
Right.
It would have been in there if Cain would have been the son of Adam.
That's right.
Amen? Because every seed has to bring forth of its kind.
Right.
But, which was the son of Adam, which was the son of God.
Right.
Adam was the son of God in the Old Testament. Amen? Amen? Adam was the first son of God. But remember, he sold us out. Everybody got that? Say amen. All right, because remember, we're going to read a scripture here in just a few minutes that where Eve was deceived, Adam was not deceived. He knew exactly what he was doing. All right, so let's go to the cruelty of sin. Let's read this quote from Brother Branham and then we'll read a couple quotes. Because what now we're doing is when God first made man, he was a spirit man. That Genesis 1:26 man was not a flesh man. Oh boy, I'm going 10 more minutes. Y'all asleep again.
Right.
You don't believe me? I got about 6 more pages I could. Thank you. But if that shield was like sunglasses, I wouldn't know if he's asleep or not. So then when God made his first man, he was a spirit man. So that Genesis 1:26 man, to control the world, to control the earth, that was a spirit man. Now you say, oh, was he flat? No, he was made in God's image. And God is not like Casper the Friendly Ghost. Because if we were made in his image, according to Genesis 1:26, he must be a man.
Amen.
And he ain't a woman.
Right.
Sorry. I don't want no woman God. That's what got us in trouble to start with. So then when God made his first man, he was a spirit man. He was something on the order of God, or the son of God, the Logos. That was the first man. I want y'all to understand something. You're not getting this, I don't think. We're not different from the Creator. That Genesis 1:26 man did the creating. Because he said it was the Logos.
Right.
The Word.
Yes.
The speech.
Yes.
What came out of God was that first man.
Yes.
He said, oh no, that was you.
Right.
Then he gave the man jurisdiction to lead the animal life.
Right.
Just like the Holy Spirit leads the believer today. Go here, do this. Now if we were perfect in submission to the Holy Spirit, you see what I'm talking about? If we go back before the fall, there's complete submission to the Holy Spirit.
Right.
Brother Brown said there was a Holy Spirit veil over Adam and Eve. Listen, they walked through the garden naked for years.
Right.
Never thought a thing about it. Never had a carnal thought in their mind. Why? Because the Holy Spirit was on them to veil them. And I believe that Holy Spirit veil is going to be put back on. Because he's put it inside of us.
Amen.
To not lust like we used to. Don't tell me it was eating apples. Come on, people. Our biggest problem is lust. Goodness gracious. God would lead us by the Holy Spirit just like Adam led the animals of that day. Has everybody got that? Say amen.
Amen.
All right, here we go. Let's read this pillar of fire. I think I stuck this one in here. I didn't put any red on it. But look what this. I believe that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
And I believe that in the beginning, God made man in his own image. And God is a spirit. And God made man spirit man. Then he made him in the dust of the earth. That's what we're going to read. Because remember, he took the Genesis 1:26 man and put it in the 2:7 man.
That's right.
Amen.
Not two creations.
Right.
He just put immorphied this Logos.
Right.
This, you say Logos? Didn't I say the Logos was the Word? The Word, the speech? So where did that Logos go? It went into Adam because immediately Adam started naming all the animals. And God didn't go, no, Adam, I didn't. No, every time Adam named an animal, God said, son, that's exactly what I was thinking. That's how much in tune God and Adam were before the fall. Then he made him in the dust of the earth. Now I believe that man in the beginning, well, led the animals of the earth like the Holy Spirit ought to leave, leading the church today. There was no man to till the soil. I want you to see this right here. So then he put him in 5 senses. What are our 5 senses? See, taste, feel, smell, and hear. And they every one can be deceiving.
Right.
And can be deceived. See, taste, feel, smell, and hear. Go to a magic show sometime.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen? There you get deception everywhere in those 5 senses. Them five senses was not to contact God. That was see, taste, feel, smell, and hear. They were to contact his earthly home. But by his spirit, he contacted God. By his spirit, he contacts God. Hmm. How about that? I like that. But by he puts the two together. The five senses does not contact God. It's a way for me and you to contact each other. It's a way for me and you to live on this earth by see, taste, feel, smell, and hear. But now Satan knew that. And Satan moved right through that into that second realm of memory, reasoning, conscious, affection, and imagination. And that's where his playground is still today. All right, now look, let's start with this Genesis 2, 7. All right, everybody okay? We're in the Bible now. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and look, breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. May I say, man became Adam. There was only one guy.
Yes, sir.
Adam. But now remember, he had the male part and the female part inside of him because of the Genesis 1:26 man, because where did God get that? He took the rib. He took the feminine spirit off of Adam and put it on Eve. That's why, watch how it's perverted today. What's Satan done? He's took that feminine spirit and put it back on the men. He's took that man spirit and put it on the woman. He's a spiritual being. He can manipulate. See, God said it right the first time. Satan is the one that's got it twisted with all these other perversions and everything. Because remember, he can't bring life, but he can pervert it.
Right.
Right? So man became a living soul. So there stood Adam. God formed of the dust of the ground. So he took the ground. Why? You and I are what? 16 elements of the earth.
Amen.
Potash, calcium, and all the different things.
Yeah.
All right? And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden. And there he put the man who had formed. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. There's that. What's that thing over there called? A semicolon. Because he didn't plant these two trees.
Right.
See that semicolon over there? God is telling us. Now, let's back up for a minute. For those of you that are new, who wrote the first five books of the Bible? Moses. Moses was not in the garden. He was old, but he wasn't that old.
Right. Right.
But he was in, he had to go back by vision or by revelation. Moses had to, God had to project Moses back into the Garden of Eden to write this right here.
Right. Right.
Remember the Torah, the first five books, or even four books, if you want to say, the first four books were written by Moses. So God had to project him into the Garden of Eden, but he projected him in the Garden of Eden to write it in a mystery so that only the true Genesis 1:26 people will understand really what happened. Because everything else is fairy tales. Santa Claus, Easter, Trinity, all that, they're fairy tales. All right? Concocted not by God, but by the devil. He just perverted the word, just like I'm telling you now. There was a man standing in the garden that had a feminine side to him and a masculine side, and God separated the feminine side, took a rib out, made her a body, and put that spirit in her. And called her woman. We'll look at it in a minute. But out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant in the sight and good for food. Semicolon. He's bringing a thought, but he's not stopping that one, and he's not continuing that thought so much that he never said he planted these trees. The tree of life. You can't plant a tree of life. Oh yeah, there's a natural tree of life. Everybody seen it? It's like over in Africa or somewhere and it keeps growing out and growing. June's got some pictures of it, or you can buy it on a little pendant. It's called the tree of life. That's not that tree of life. The tree of life also in the midst of the garden. He put it right in the middle of the garden. And the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Now what kind of tree would that look like? What kind of fruit you going to get on that? All right. So we'll get somewhere in just a second. Everybody all right? Say amen.
Amen.
Still got one or two asleep, so I'm continuing on. And the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat. Now remember, He's not in the written word, but where's Lucifer? He's standing right there. He ain't off on a party somewhere, remember, because he got whipped in heaven. Hallelujah. He got whipped in heaven and he's on the earth. Didn't I just read you the scripture? The fight was before the foundation of the world, so Satan can't go back to heaven. So he's going to be standing right there. The Lord God commanded the man. Luis, you're Adam. I'm the man. I'm commanding you of every tree of the garden thou may freely eat. Because you know what? You might get a little bit hungry every once in a while and you may want something to eat. But of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. And there he stood right there. Because the tree of knowledge of good and evil is not a tree. It was Lucifer. Because your two trees standing in the garden was the man that's talking to Adam and Lucifer. That's your two trees in the garden. Listen, that's not two little trees. We know that. There is no tree that you can get knowledge of good and evil off of. You want me to prove that? Let me read you real quick. Brother Anderson, pull that up that I told you we wouldn't need for a little while. Watch this. Mark 8, verse 24. And he looked up and said, I see men as trees walking. Moses is using an allegory or a simulation. Because it's not trees. But he said, I see men as trees. What men? Standing upright. So what was the tree of life? It was Jesus Christ. What was the tree of knowledge of good and evil? Lucifer. And which one you eat off of, today you are eating off of one of those two trees right now, spiritually speaking. All right, cut that out, but we'll need that in just a minute. But of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt... I like that black background. That's pretty neat. Thou shalt not eat of, for in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Remember that. And the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. You know why? Because God said I was alone at one time. I need Adam to talk to, but Adam needs somebody to talk to him. Adam needs somebody to fulfill the Genesis 1:26 of multiplication. Even though we spiritually multiply, you still need a male and a female. You still need Jesus Christ and his bride. Amen? And the Lord said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a helpmeet. Now remember, that's not helpmate. I looked that word up again. That word meet means equal. A helpmate, like Brother Dale said, a helpmate, two men can mate. But and it's not right, but you can't be a helpmeet. That's what that word meet means. M-E-E-T. It is a helper co-equal with the person that was created. Because remember, before the fall, Adam and Eve were one. They were right here just like this. There was none of this, you had the ruler over this one and you had the ruler over that one. Uh-uh. No. Eve was what? Eve was Adam made manifest in another form.
Amen.
She was a man with a womb. Out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air. And brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. In other words, God said, it's good.
Yes.
Because you know what? God knew that that big gray thing that had a trunk sticking out and weighed 10 or 15 tons, he knew that was an elephant. And Adam said, oh, we'll name that elephant. Amen?
Yes.
And God gave names. Adam gave names. To all cattle, wait a minute, am I done there? Oh, I'm sorry. To see what they called him, and that was the name thereof. And Adam gave names to all the cattle, fowl of the air, every beast. Why does that keep coming up, beast? Beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found an helpmeet for him. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam. Here's your first surgery in the Bible. And he slept. And he took one of the ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God taken from the man, made he a woman, and brought her unto Adam. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bone. Listen, literally, She literally had the same DNA he had, but she was just in the woman form and him being in the man form. All right? Everybody got that? This is now bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman. What? Man with a womb. Woman. Woman. Because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed. Wow, what a strange thing. Can't happen now. But remember, what we're fixing to talk about, remember, you can take a 2-year-old child, boy and a girl, put them in a bathtub. They'll play with the toys. They can be naked as the day that is born. They'll play with toys. They ain't worrying about that other stuff. Now, wait till they're 15. Don't put them two back in the same bathtub again. Now, where did that come from? That come from right here. That come from the mind. That come from the mind. The carnal mind is enmity to God. Everybody got that? Say amen. Because we're going to get into something right here in Genesis 3, verse 1. Now, look. Here's the great mystery. It's not a mystery to most of us. Now, the serpent was more subtle than any beast. Now, literally, a serpent is not a beast. But he named it that. Here's Moses. Here I go again. You got to go back into the mind of God and let God show you what Moses was doing. Moses was sitting somewhere writing this down, and he was watching a vision. First television. The vision, he was watching this vision.
Right.
Now the serpent was more subtle, than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. So there is a beast now come into the picture.
Yes.
Everybody got that?
Amen.
And he said unto the woman, listen, monkey can't talk.
That's right.
Right? Chimpanzee can't talk.
That's right.
Orangutan can't talk. Spider monkey can't talk. This thing started talking. And he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? Now, we don't know about time and we don't know what went on, but that beast had to be around Adam and Eve for a long time. Because he could communicate with them. He was the communication between Adam, the beast, and the other animals.
Right.
Everybody got that? It's just simple, because he's talking now.
Yes.
But what did Satan do? Satan stood right there and he watched that. And he couldn't create an animal, but he sure can anoint an animal. So he anointed this beast. Now, who is this talking? This is not the beast talking. You say, well, how do you know that? Well, you know what? Why does the Bible start with a beast in the beginning with us so much trouble? And why does he end up in the book of Revelations with a beast that has power, that is talking? Amen? Everybody all right with that? Why did he start with a beast and then now he's called the beast in the very end that's going to what? Deceive the whole world. He didn't have to deceive but one woman in the beginning. But he deceived the whole world over here in the end. Amen? You see how that beast is? Because remember, whatever this animal is, it was turned into a snake. It didn't start a snake, it was turned into a snake. You shall not eat of every tree of this garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, first thing she should have said was, let me go get my husband. She got out from under headship. That was her first problem right there. Because remember, Satan is not, he's not playing with her body. There's a veil there. But he's playing in her mind. That's where the first seed got planted. Right here. And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden. But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden. Now remember, she didn't say anything about the tree of life. She's talking about the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Of the tree of the, which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it. Touch it. Why would you not want to touch a tree?
Right.
If this is a literal tree.
Right.
Right. Why'd God say don't touch that bark? Yeah, it's kind of silly, isn't it? That people think it was a literal tree. And the serpent said to the woman, ye shall surely die. Nope, he didn't say that. He said, ye shall not surely die. There's the fall right there, because that planted a seed in Eve's mind that she can get by, or she's going to fulfill God's promise through this beast. Not. That one word right there. God said, you eat thereof, you shall surely die. Just in Genesis 2 verse 17. And here we go in Genesis 3 verse 4. He's already adding to the word. Lucifer through the beast is talking, you shall not surely die. For God doth know that in the day. God sees God. God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes will be open, and you shall be as God. She should have stopped him right there and said, hey, I am a God. She was already a God. She had dominion over the fish of the sea and the fowl of the air and all the different things. You see how he blinded her eye? Knowing good and evil. They knew good, but they didn't know evil. And when the woman saw, not touched at that moment, saw that the tree was good for food. And wait a minute. It was pleasant to the eyes. Now, I like this little cornucopia thing they do in October, and I like that beautiful fruit. But I ain't never seen a fruit that was pleasant. She says it was pleasant to the eye. Roll that up so everybody can see it. And a tree to be desired to make one wise? What kind of tree is this? She took of the fruit thereof and did eat. And gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked. Now, why did a piece of fruit tell Adam and Eve they were naked? No. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons, and they put them where they needed to be. Not in their hands and their mouth.
Right.
Now, let me tell you how this works, how this is all put together. God puts little keys in the Bible. Now, Brother Anderson, pull that back up. Now, look, she talked, hold on a minute. Hold on, go back. Talk about what now? Took of the fruit. We're talking about fruit, right? We're talking about fruit. Fruit. We're talking about fruit, right?
Yeah.
And everybody's got apples and oranges in their mind. Now, watch this. Let's go to Genesis 30, verse 2. The one that you pulled up that you... Miraculous, thank you. And Jacob's anger was kindled against Rachel, and he said, am I in God's stead who hath withheld from thee the fruit of the womb? Psalms 127, verse 3. Lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. What are you? You are the fruit that was born in your mother womb, in your mother's womb. So don't tell me this is talking about a tree that's regular fruit. No. God gives us all these pointers. There are several places in the Bible that talks about the fruit of the womb. Because you are, that, what is that? That's a sexual thing. That's how you procreate. You are the fruit of the womb. But listen, you and I were not supposed to come the way that she's fixing to do. You and I were supposed to come what? Up here. Spoken word seed children. Because this is the biggest womb. Right here. This is your problem right here. Because it emanates from here to where she's fixing to do the act with the beast. Let's go back. Now let's go back to Genesis. So there, it's talking about, then it's not always talking about fruit. So now, go up to Genesis 1 Timothy 2, verse 12. If this is, now remember, Adam and Eve were equal. Everything was fine. Everything was dandy. She and him were co-equal. But now after the fall, but I suffer not a woman to teach nor usurp authority over a man, but to be in silence. That's why we don't believe in women preachers. We don't, it's not that we don't believe in women preachers. The Bible tells us we shouldn't have women preachers. For Adam was first formed, then Eve, and Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in the transgression. Because remember, in Genesis 3, now let's go back to Genesis 3:15, or Genesis 3:7, to where we were at, just scroll it down. There you go. Hold on, go back up that way. Whoa. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, it was pleasant to the eyes. Now what's Satan doing? Satan through the beast is telling her, say, look, God told you to procreate. God told you to multiply. Look at the animals. Look at the birds. Look at the other things that's going on. He said, what's your problem? See, he's going natural with it. What's your problem? What's your problem? What, you're a little slow there, Eve. But I can help you out. Because see, being the beast, I can coincide with you. In other words, I can have relations with you and we can have this multiply and replenish the earth thing that God's telling us about. Yeah. See how slick he is? It wasn't that he was so far off the word, he was just horrible, which it was the most horrible thing that ever happened, but Eve received it in the womb of her mind first. Then the natural act happened, because remember, Cain is not in the lineage of Adam.
Right.
Why is Cain not in the lineage of Adam and she came through Eve, and he came through Eve?
Right.
He's never in the lineage.
Right. Right.
Then you go way over in the Bible, it tells you that Enoch was the seventh from Adam. Well, you count from Enoch seven generations, Cain's not in there. It never mentions Cain. Cain is of that wicked one. Cain come from what? The beast. There is your mystery. Because God then actually, what did God do? God said, okay. Man's not going to be able to find you anymore. This horrible thing that you've done, and we'll stop right here. We'll get to that later on. Because in Genesis 3, what happens then? God comes down and says, Adam, where are you? Because before then, Adam and Eve could walk right up to the Creator and talk to Him just like me and Brother Collie, with no shame, no fear. Because there was no fear. When you have only good, there's no fear. The fear is when you have evil. Right? Because that's what we fear now. We fear the evil. We don't fear the good that God does to us. We fear the evil that the devil's trying to do to us. But then God comes to the Garden of Eden and Adam's not running after. Guess what we did? No, he was ashamed of what he did.
Amen.
It was so shameful, he didn't want to meet God, so they go running back in the Garden of Eden and behind the trees. And God has to go looking for Adam, just like he went looking for me and you. Just like he went looking for me and you. You weren't looking for God. Because you were a sorry bunch of flesh. All of us were. But God came looking for me. Boys, I like that song. He came looking for me. When I was down and low, He came looking for me. So listen, hold on a minute. God didn't walk into the garden, Brother Darty, and say, I really don't know what went on. I'm trying to find Adam. He knew exactly what was going to happen. He knew exactly what had happened. He was looking for his son. He was looking for his daughter. He was looking to save them. They were trying to save themselves by sewing that fig leaf apron up to what? To cover themselves. But God comes walking up, and we'll get to it next week. And in other words, God's standing there. He said, I know, I knew what you did. So before the foundation of the world, in my mind, I went to Calvary.
Right.
And then what's said in the book of Revelation? It says Revelation somewhere in there. It says that all will be deceived if they don't have their name written in the Lamb's Book of Life, slain before the foundation of the world.
Right.
And actually, literally, God Almighty Himself made a sacrifice.
Yes.
He killed two lambs. Bible tells us. We'll read it next Sunday. He takes two lambs, rips the skin off of them, throws them into the bushes and says, put that on. Because you're going to need a blood covering. You're not going to need... You know what the word religion means? The word religion literally means covering.
Amen.
They were making their own religion. They were trying to cover up what they had done. But God knew what they'd do. He took and killed those two lambs, throwed them back in the bushes, and said, here, put this on. And then we see several months later on, we see two twins born. We say, oh, yeah. Cain and Abel were born from the beast and Adam.
Yes, right.
And that started a line. Now remember, that was a natural line. Because remember, Cain could have stopped the spiritual part when God told him, said, if you'll do as your brother Abel, in other words, I'll forgive you, and if you'll go do a lamb sacrifice. But he said no. Why? Because he was like, he had what? The characteristics of that seed that brought forth of his kind, which was an animal, which was a beast. That's why Cain is of that wicked one. He slew Abel in type that Christ would come through Seth being resurrected back up. Because I'll read it to you next Sunday. There's like two times in the Bible it shows the genealogy of Adam, and Cain is nowhere to be found. Because it wasn't. Remember, Eve, the Bible says, is the mother of all living. That's the truth. But Adam was not the father of all living. There was a beast got interjected in there. And God so took that thing and made it a snake afterwards to where you can't find the skeleton of the beast anymore. You can't find any of that. Oh, sure, you can find them that look like Cain. Because even the Bible tells you that there were giants in the land. Big people, big creatures. Listen, Cain didn't look a bit like Abel. Because they had different daddies. That's why Cain slew Abel. Cain didn't have a daddy to lead and guide him. And he wouldn't take correction, just like Lucifer did in the beginning. Let's stand to our feet. The two spirits are now come from a spiritual lineage, which is Lucifer and his angels, and God and his angels, and God is walking literally in the Garden of Eden. There's his son and daughter. They have fallen. They have done something they were told not to do. But remember, God was so gracious. Listen to me. God was so gracious. He didn't destroy Adam. And he didn't destroy Eve. He didn't even curse Adam. The only thing he done to Eve is, sisters, you know what I'm talking about. You're going to have sorrow in childbearing. You're going to have your 30-day cycle. You're going to be weak. You're going to be the weaker vessel. Man is going to be over you. Man is going to be your headship from now on. Because you are the one that got deceived by an animal. But now remember, the first Adam, musicians come on, the first Adam knew what he was doing. He could not kill Eve and start over because she was literally him. The second Adam came on earth. He wasn't deceived either. But he was getting ready to do, as Brother Dale's talking about, he's getting ready to build his body back. He's getting ready to put it back in an Eden condition. He's getting ready now, right now. He's building that body back in an Eden condition where had there not been a fall, Adam and Eve would have been there. Now, whatever you want to say, doesn't matter to me, but it was never sex to be multiplication. That Genesis 1:26 man was supposed to multiply just like right now. When the word goes forth, that's a seed, that's a spoken word. And you all, every one of you that's born again today, came from a spoken word seed. Doesn't matter what your background of your natural seed was. That came because of the fall. Doesn't matter if your mama was a whore and your daddy was a drunk. God don't look at that if you'll turn to him. If you'll turn to him, you know what he's saying? He says, look, I can't help you in that condition. Because every seed's got to bring forth of its kind.
Yeah.
See, Satan knew that. That's why he could get over there in the beast and say, okay, God, you now going to have to fulfill your word. Because I'm fixing to enter this beast, and I'm going to make this beast have a relations with your daughter, Eve. And I'm going to defile the whole thing. And God couldn't stop it. Because he put Eve on free moral agency. And he said every seed had to bring forth of its kind. So the seed that she was given was a beast seed. That's why that we see Genesis 3:15. You don't believe that? Genesis 3:15 tells us. We'll read it next Sunday. He said, I'll put enmity or division between thy seed and the seed of the woman. Now, who was the seed of the woman? The seed of the woman is not a woman. The seed of the woman is Christ. Because a woman don't have a seed. The seed had to be planted in the womb of Mary. But remember, Mary's womb was not the first place that God came to. Remember, he sent Gabriel to talk to Mary. And Mary had to accept it here first. This is the first womb right here. She accepted in this womb, and all of a sudden, what was fulfilled, Isaiah 9:6, says, a virgin shall conceive. See, Satan's going, ah, God, you got to do everything you said. You got to do everything you said. And God's over going, yeah, I know. I know. I got all that set up, devil. I don't know where you think I came from, but I wasn't even born. I've been here way before you was. And I've got this all fixed. When I said every seed to bring forth of its kind, guess what? God germ, God egg, put in a woman, beginning of the creation of God. Revelations 3:14, what Brother Dale's been preaching, where the Bible says the beginning of the creation of God. And you and I being the continuation of that, because Jesus Christ, the Son of Man, said he come forth to do what? Sow seed. And what is seed? The word. He sowed the word down into Peter, James, John, all the different ones that was on the day of Pentecost. And God didn't have to come down through an act like happened in the garden. No, he came down in a spiritual act. Got to the womb of their mind and said, if you'll let me in that womb, I'll give you something that man cannot give you. I'll give you eternal life. I don't care what your mama was. I don't care what your daddy was. I don't care if you don't even know who your mom and daddy is. When you get born again, you'll know who your mom and daddy is. Your mama's a word of God, and the Heavenly Father's your daddy. And what does he do? He comes down and fertilizes that womb of your mind and gives you spiritual revelation. But trust me, the world is deceived about what went on in that garden. There's no way that it was an apple or anything like that. Listen, it's like Daddy said many times before. Just sit down somewhere in a dark room and close your eyes and realize what your problem is. You'll know it wasn't you ate an apple. Amen? The carnal mind, the Bible says, is at enmity with God. That's our division is right here. That's why Jesus didn't have a carnal mind. He didn't have an earthly mother or father. Oh, now Mary wasn't his mother. She didn't produce anything. Zero. She didn't produce an egg. If she'd have produced an egg, it would have been a body that would have had a natural lineage. Amen? No. Spiritual lineage. So God created the egg. God created the germ. Put them together in the womb of Mary. And she just says, be it unto me. According to thy word. Can we say that today? Let's sing a song. God bless you.
Touching Jesus is all that really matters.
And your life will never be
the same.
Yeah, we got a lot of natural trouble.
And there's only
try Jesus one time.
One way to touch him.
And just
believe.
Did he call your name today? He called mine because it came right out of the word of God. Oh.
Touching Jesus is all that really matters. And your life will never be the same. And there's only one way to touch Him. Call on His name.
Sing it one more time. Let's worship Him for a minute.
Oh, touching Jesus is all that really matters. And your life will never be the same.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, there's only
I was thinking the other day, the world calls the name of Jesus a lot, but they blaspheme most of the time. Why in the world would you want to call that precious name and use it as a slang word? But the world does it all the time. Why would you take the most perfect name? The salvation of the world comes through that name. There's no other name whereby men can be saved. Yet they turn. Why? Because Satan has perverted it. He's twisted it just a little bit. That's the same way I'm telling you now. We talk about the two spirits when Eve and the beast were right there so close together. Those two spirits were right there. And they were talking to each other. And you see what happened because in Eve what? Eve had the emotion. Eve, you know, sisters, you all are more emotional than men. And Satan knew that. He had a way to get to you. And that was through Eve's emotion. That's why that now that we look at emotion's good, but you know what? Lucifer was full of emotion. He was the anointed cherub. He was an anointed angel. He was the song leader. He was the one that got everything going and probably led the choir in heaven until he figured out he didn't want to do that anymore. He wanted something a lot better. So he comes down here and he sees a pure Adam and Eve standing in the garden. And what a deceiver. What a awful thing, because that was so beautiful. Think about it. Joy, peace, nothing going wrong, no sickness, no heartaches, no trouble. You'd think, but see, we're dealing with the devil. He says, I'm going to go down there in that perfect garden. Everything's all in order. Adam can just speak and the wind stop. Eve can just speak and the animals move out of the way. But I'm going to go down there because I found a weak vessel. And I'm going to mar that image. You know what Satan was saying? I'm going to create me an Eden. And this is what he gets right here. This is Satan's Eden that we're living in right now. But the most deceiving part is, though, is that one word, not. Quoted everything he could quote except not. So we must take this word of God. Brother Bram said, he said, one word got him out. He said, one word wrong got him out. One word wrong won't get us back in. So that's why we strive and we try to live so close to the Bible and so close to what the Holy Spirit tells us to do, even more than the world. That's why sometimes the world thinks they know we're strange. They just meet us a little while and they know that we're different. I hope so. I hope they do know that we're different, that they can see our different walk and different actions. Why? Because we come from a spoken word seed of God that cannot fall, will not fall, and never fail. At Genesis 1:26, man never fell. They fell in their spirit realm and their body just reacted to what was going on. Everybody got that? Adam and Eve had eternal life in their soul. just like you have eternal life in your soul. But God said, that's all right, devil. He said, because I got a desire. I want to save them people. You want to kill them and you want to put them in your Eden. He said, but I want to save them and take them right back into the Garden of Eden. That's what he said in Christ, the mystery of God revealed. What? Take us back to the Garden of Eden as if there had not been a fall. God had to allow your body to come here through whatever desire from your parents. But you had to match that image that God saw before the foundation of the world. And when you match that image, we're going to take it right out of here. Because when our body gets changed, folks, we're not going to change back into a different one. This body, at 20 years old, is just going to move right back into that. Because that's the part that God saw before all this chaos happened. I love that. Folks, he preserved that part of him that Satan... Listen, Satan can be religious. Satan can have an anointing. Satan can quote the word for word, all but one word. But he can't ever be that one part. He can't ever be that part of that Genesis 1:26. Cannot. Can't touch it. And if you got it in your soul today, he can't touch you. So you pray for revelation. Because we need revelation more than anything in this world is what the Bible said. It's what we're trying to do. And we're going to try to live this as close as we can. Thank God that we know where we came from. We know what we're doing here. And we know where we're going. To me, that's an assurity. That's not a hope. I don't hope I'm saved. I don't hope there's a heaven for us to go to. I don't hope there's this. I know for a fact. A fact. That we're going somewhere that Satan can't go. Sister Toot, Satan can't go with us. He can't make your legs hurt that bad where we're going. But Lord, I pray that he'll give you a little touch of it right now. Any of us that are sick, I hope he gives you a little touch. Brother Branham said that was a, what? A mini resurrection. When you get healed, it's a mini resurrection. But we're not going to be like Lazarus, folks. We're not going to die again. We're going up. We're getting out of here. But we got to get this right first. Find out where those two spirits are and discern to stay away from one. And that's the bad one. Discern it. Stay away from it. You love the Lord? Let's bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day that you give us. We pray that you would sanctify us, Lord, for our journey. We know that one thing's for sure, that as soon as we walk out the door, the devil's going to be right there. But we know that greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. There is nothing that Satan can do to my soul, Lord, after you sealed it in by the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Let's hope that I pray that everyone realizes that, Lord. He can play with all emotions. He can play with our corporal bodies all he wants to, but Lord, down inside, let me say, as Horatio Spafford said, it is well with my soul. It is well. It is well with my soul. Because in his humanity, he was hurting. He was lonely. Probably had many nights he cried himself to sleep. But he knew that anchor was inside. And that anchor held. And that he'd see his kids again. He'd see all of his loved ones. And he wrote that song, "It is well. It is well with my soul." Be with us, Lord. Take care of us. We come back together Wednesday night. Bless Brother Chris as he travels down here, Lord. Give him supernatural strength today, Lord. Speaking at Brother Jewel's today. We pray that you'd be with Brother Jewel, Lord. Strengthen him. Give him supernatural strength, Lord, in his body and all the different ones, Lord, that need prayer. We pray that you'd touch each one. Thank you for touching Sister Audrey, Lord, and helping her through this. Father, we know you are the healer. The doctors can do whatever they can do, but Lord, you heal our bodies. You died at Calvary and you took those stripes. And we claim those blood-stained stripes, Lord, for all of our healing in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Call on his name. You're dismissed.